On this Industrial Talk News, we're going to be talking, of course, about podcasts, what we have out there. We've got events. We've got articles. We've got me just sort of chirping just because I want to chirp. And then we have some products that we're going to start to share with you and much, much more. Let's get cracking. All right, once again, thank you very much for joining Industrial Talk News. Let's get a crackin'. So I guess over a couple of years that I've been doing podcasts and interviewing leaders and being exposed to everything that's innovative and technology-driven and the solutions that the technology can provide. And one of the glaring things that came, I guess, hitting me upside the head when I was in Spain was that there's a velocity. There's a velocity that exists today within innovation. It's exciting. Don't get me wrong. It's a wonderful thing. The challenge that I see, and this has happened and this has been given feedback during my time, has been how do we, I'm just a small to mid-sized business, limited resources, other focus. I've got to take care of a lot of other things. How do I, me, take advantage of this innovative juggernaut, Industry 4.0? I'm in agriculture, Agriculture 4.0. So you get the picture. So how do we drive down the cost to truly allow this technology to be accessed by everybody? I look at it from a pyramid perspective, right? I see at the bottom, old Maslow's hierarchy of needs. So I see at the bottom that, you know, food, important. Water, really important. Housing, important. Education, important. Health, very important, maybe other things. These are very important. How is the technology today going to positively impact those non-negotiable baseline, you know, societal needs? And all I can think about is this technology, is this information driving down, the cost is being driven down so more people, more companies, more communities and countries take advantage of the technology that exists out there. And quite frankly, today, it's still, I don't know, relatively expensive. But when I look at food and I look at the data associated with food and agriculture, and I get information like 30 to 40% is lost or spoiled, that's waste. That's important for many. I mean, if we can resolve that using technology, that'd be great. And use it in such a way that the solution is not going to break the bank. And that goes for education, that goes for housing, that goes for water and other things. And I just challenge you out there because I believe there are many within this world. If you look, get out of the community and think globally, then there are plenty and many places that could definitely benefit from the technology, from the innovation. But the reality is one, maybe it has too much friction, it's not ferreted out, whatever it might be. I believe that thinking globally, driving down the cost, is somewhat passionate to me because that's the feedback that I've been definitely receiving over the past year and a half. It's exciting, don't get me wrong, exciting stuff, but you know, it is what it is. All right, the next thing on the docket is, of course, we've got multiple, and I mean multiple, podcasts to report on, starting with a gentleman by the name of Lee Kitchen. And I've been fascinated by this experience. Right, we have the social side, we have the obligation to do, but then there's this experience. And I gravitate to solutions and individuals and leaders that are really driven to provide an experience that is both positive, lasting, and memorable, and that it does solve a problem. So Lee Kitchen, he's got the Disney pedigree. Excellent conversation, most definitely. The other thing is I was at both the SMRP conference as well as the Manufacturing and Technology Show conference, and there are going to be more interviews coming as a result of those particular events. But the one that I want to really point out right now is Michael Hollinger with IBM. You got to check that conversation out. And that was at IBM, or that was at SMRP. Great conversation. The guy has mad skills when it comes to AI and the power of yet. And you got to look at that interview because you're not going to be disappointed. But the reality is that, once again, this innovation, this technology, this future that we have are being driven by leaders like Michael Hollinger with IBM. Michelle Kedix, this was at the Manufacturing and Technology Show. And me being a financial geek, what I do like, I enjoy the fact that I can run what ifs. What if financial scenarios? What if I do this? What if I do that? What? They have a great product called a Banker's Lab. And it allows you, manufacturer, industry, whatever, to run these what ifs. It has the analytics, it has the capabilities, and it's quite user-friendly, and it's web-enabled, right? It's a fantastic product. So, you know, you got your spreadsheets, yes, but then you have this product that can definitely do what ifs. Check that interview out. That's Michelle Kedix. Then we ventured in. This is a great conversation. I'm always fascinated because I'm a financial guy way past. I had hair back then. Financial guy, and I'm always interested in how to, what are the financial solutions that are able or enable you to achieve whatever you need to achieve. Capital. You need capital. Venture capital. Paul Holland, he's a managing director at Mach 49. You got to check out that interview as well. Great conversation. And if you're interested or you need or you just are looking into the VC world, I highly recommend that you check out Paul, reach out to him, whatever. If you got innovation, if you got technology, if you got solutions, he's a great resource to be able to tap into. Two more that I've got on the docket. Tracy Lovejoy is a great conversation. Check it out, Industrial Talk. And we talk about being a catalyst. What is a catalyst? You need to listen to that particular conversation. And many of you are catalysts. You just see a problem. You gravitate the problem. You're going to try to solve the problem, but it requires you to work with a team of individuals to be able to achieve or to do what you need to do. This is they've got a great book out. Great conversation about Catalyst, and they have an event coming up on January 11th and 12th. It's virtual and free, right point. Boom. Check that out. Everything is out on Industrial Talk. You can find the link to the event at Tracy Lovejoy's landing page. And then finally, this one's great. This is C-Trek. I just completed it. It's hot off the press. It's out there on Industrial Talk right now. E. Chow is the founder and CEO of C-Trek. And one of the things that was really fascinating was, one, the reality that we need to map the seafloor, okay? Let's just say we have to. Where are we at on that journey? Well, the journey says we're only 20% mapped. And that's just because of where some of the seaports are at. The reality is that the majority of the seafloor is not mapped. And what does that mean to me? What does that mean to you? What does that mean to the world? You got to check that one out. Fantastic tech, great company, interesting conversation. That to me drives me with the industry. Now, there's a couple of other things. Distribute Tech is an event coming up, And that's at the end of January. And I just highly recommend that you do whatever is necessary to get to that event. It's in Dallas at the end of January. Let's get back to normal as much as we possibly can in 2022. And I guarantee you're not going to be disappointed with that particular event. Campaigns. We are running a campaign at Industrial Talk called We Are Industry. And it's the human side of what industry is all about, what manufacturing is all about, what you know, the Industry 4.0 and everything in between. We Are Industry is the sort of this campaign that we're going to be running and highlighting people and elevating their conversation in such a way that brings out the human. Couple of things. Now for products. Now for the fun stuff. Now I use, you know, I use a lot of notebooks. I'm writing down notes all the time. Boom, 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 boom. I found a product called Rocket Books. They use this type of pen, which is sort of a wipe-off type of pen. But what makes this sort of unique, it's a low-cost notebook. Just check it out. And then you can upload all of your notes to your cloud-based storage, whatever it might be able to do it easily. Click on your whiteboard, and if you have some notes up there, and upload it into the corresponding files. It has multiple capabilities, and it's easy. And you wipe it clean, you do it again, and then you upload the notes. And you can share them. It doesn't really matter. Fantastic solution. That's Rocketbook. Finally, you know I love cooking. Yeah, I do. I love cooking. And I'm always looking out for the latest gadget. And I know this has been out there, but I've never had one. And this is a Himalaya salt brick. It's pick. It weighs a ton, by the way. It's got a rack. It's a big block. It's cool. Very cool. So, you know, I'm sitting there going, I'm a bit skeptical. However, here we go. I cook some steaks off the chart. Off the charts. It's hard to even explain the flavor that comes out of that block. And then I cook some fish, just some tilapia, nothing fancy, nothing fancy. It upped the game on that food. Tilapia is just, you know, it's a boring fish. So I said, okay, I'll give it a shot on the tilapia. Boom, great. I'm telling you, go find out about the Himalaya pink salt block. Just remember, it's going to be heavy as all get out. That's it. All right. Check out those podcasts. Continue to learn. Continue to hang out with people who are bold, brave, and daring greatly. And I guarantee you, you're going to be just in a great position, especially for 2022. There's a lot of great information out there. Keep your eyes open for the campaign. We Are Industry, hashtag. Keep an eye out on that. I'm going to get some swag so you can buy some shirts and all that stuff. But I think that it's important to celebrate. All right. Have a great day. And I'm just telling you, you have won the lottery. You're an industry. Let's continue to push forward and let's continue to take this technology to be able to solve problems and drive down that cost. So talk to you soon.
You're listening to the Industrial Talk Podcast Network.